Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With cybersecurity solutions from Vodafone, your business can hack off the hackers. See vodafone.ie/business.
This is News Talk.
Coming up over the next hour, from booking flights to paying your bills, interacting online is set to become a whole lot easier with the arrival of the European Accessibility Act. We'll hear the detail. Refurbed will join me to explain the trends in the world of the technology circular economy. And while you may not have noticed it just yet, this is an AI cloned voice. And later in the show, we'll explore why you need to question everything that you hear. As always, you can email the show techtalk@newstalk.com, or you'll find Jess on Instagram at JessKellyNT.
Okay, that's enough from the AI clone. This is the actual Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. As the clone says, we're going to talk about the issue of AI cloning, deep fakes, trusting what you're hearing later in the show. I was talking to Anton Savage about this on The Hard Shoulder on Wednesday and was kind of blown away by the reaction. A lot of people thought that AI me was actually me and that AI Anton was actually Anton. Some people were freaked out about it, with good cause. And yeah, we have some AI voices bringing you a report on that later in the show. But as always, I'd love to hear from you. As the clone said, you can email techtalk@newstalk.com. But I want to start this week's show with Refurbed. We often get questions on this show, and indeed to the Pat Kenny Show, looking for recommendations of phones. People who want a decent phone but without breaking the bank, and I'm always recommending Refurbed, Swappy and Mint Plus. They are three excellent refurbished retailers. And I'm delighted to say that Padraig Power of Refurbed.ie is with me now. Padraig, as I mentioned there, a lot of people are interested in getting their hands on a refurbished phone. Are you seeing the trends coming through that people are turning to services like yourself when it comes to their next purchase? Or is it just that they get the advice and then don't follow through?
Yes, absolutely. So we're continuously seeing growth every single year with Refurbed, particularly in Ireland. And we're very much seeing it as well when it comes to the smartphones. I think at the start when we came to the country, people didn't really know what refurbished was. People were like, okay, this is something that's new to us, but it's cheaper, I'll give it a go. But over the years, the education really has expanded and people know what refurbed is, knows what refurbished is, and what it means. And they're really, really turning to this more sustainable and cheaper alternative.
One thing that I was struck by, and it has changed over the last little while in terms of the tone of the texts and the emails that come in, but I think trust levels with refurbished retailers or secondhand retailers wasn't really there up until recently enough, because I think people might have had bad experiences of buying from unofficial, unauthorized resellers rather than refurbished outlets. Can you just explain for those who might not know the key difference between an operation such as yourselves versus buying something on Facebook Marketplace or an online retailer or some of the shops that people might walk by on a high street?
Yeah, of course. Of course, it's a great question. So when it comes to the marketplaces, like Facebook Marketplace, like you mentioned, a lot of those are just somebody who's at home themselves and has a device that they no longer want and they're selling it on. So it's not actually going through any quality testing. You have no guarantee with the product. Once you get it, you don't know and you really are taking a risk. Then you have some other sellers, like online sellers, like you mentioned, which are official stores, but they might just be selling used products. So again, it's not necessarily going through the quality standards and testing. But then the third area would be refurbished devices, which is what Refurbed sells. And with us, all of our products actually go to an expert certified refurbisher, go through a full refurbishment process. So every section, every aspect of the device is tested, made sure that it works exactly as new. If it doesn't work as new, it's going to be fixed up or replaced with original parts. And then once tested again, and once everything is good there, and once the certified refurbisher is happy with the quality, then it can be sold via Refurbed, and the customer gets a minimum 1-year warranty, also a free trial with the product as well. So really, it's a different category where consumers know that they're covered as opposed to taking a risk on a kind of just previously used device.
I know that Refurbed is sort of a bigger operation than just here in Ireland. Can you just tell me a little bit about that? And if products that you resell are from Ireland, or where do the products that are refurbished to that standard, where are they sourced from?
Yeah, of course. So with Refurbed, we're actively selling in 12 countries across Europe right now. And the headquarters of Refurbed itself is in Austria. But when it comes to all of our products that we sell in Refurbed, everything is EU sourced. So all of our, we have different sellers, I should explain, who specialize in certain products, because with us, we have tens of thousands of different products. So we really want to make sure that we have very specialized refurbishers for each device. And with that, all of our refurbishers are based around Europe. All of our products are gotten within Europe. So while they mightn't specifically be coming from Ireland, it will be coming to you from Europe. And on the flip side, we have some special Irish refurbishers and certified sellers who actually then get to sell their products to other European countries as well. So we're really trying to make it a European-wide circular economy.
And you mentioned there that the offering has expanded. Like, I'm on the website here at the moment, and it really has broadened out from just the phones. Obviously, there's, you know, smartwatches, tablets, laptops, but then we've got kitchen appliances, games consoles, you know, robot vacuum cleaners, printers. What was, I suppose, what was the business case for expanding the offering? Because I'm sure the business could have just kept on going doing the phones. Why, and what opportunity was identified to expand that range?
So from the very start, actually, it was always the plan to expand. When it came to Refurbed and what we wanted to offer, we want to be a full marketplace, and not just for electronics, but even beyond that. So we want to make sure that we're a circular economy space where anybody who needs something in their day-to-day life, they can go and they can kind of purchase it, or they know that there's a good chance they'll find it on Refurbed. And that was our goal from the very start, to make sure that we're that go-to space for people within Europe. But when it came to launching first with smartphones, the reasoning behind that is, number one, they were one of the most accessible product types within Europe for refurbishment at the time. And number two, they're also something that everybody uses. Every single person has a smartphone, whereas maybe not everybody has a KitchenAid. So really, we wanted to launch with a product that could reach as many people as possible, get the trust there with people that they know, okay, wow, these really are fantastic quality, and then say, hey, we actually have even more products that you can do use, or you can kind of look for when it comes to trying to purchase more sustainably for your home or your day-to-day life. So it was a plan from the start, and we're really happy to finally be getting there and bringing all of these different categories to people across Ireland.
Do you have a typical refurbed customer? Is it younger people who are looking to save a few quid? Is it people who are doing it from an environmental point of view? Is there such a thing as a standard refurbed customer?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The yes and no would be the answer. So I think, not I think, but I know from our research, for the most part, most people coming to Refurbed are people who want to bargain and are people who are cost conscious, particularly with the current cost of living crisis that's going on. And then secondary, we see is the sustainability factor, where people are like, oh, that's a great added benefit. I'm also helping the environment. When it comes to age demographics, it's actually not necessarily younger people. A lot of people would think that that might be the case, but we see a lot of adults in their 30s, 40s, 50s plus, even coming to Refurbed, whether that be for themselves, or a lot of the time they might be buying for their children or for younger people in their family. So the age demographics, gender demographics very much split, but usually it is somebody who wants to save a bit, get a good bargain for their buck, and also likes the added benefit of sustainability.
One thing that I've picked up in chatting with the heads of some of the mobile phone manufacturers over the last number of years is that they're conscious phones are lasting longer. People aren't upgrading as frequently. And also, a lot of people balk at the notion of paying 1200 quid for a phone. Are you seeing that trend as well? Are you seeing people coming and maybe buying an iPhone 14 from you rather than going down the brand new iPhone 16? Like, is the premium offering reflected still in the refurbished space?
Yeah, absolutely. So some of our most popular products right now when it comes to phones actually is the iPhone 14 range. And we also see people buying the 15 and 16 from us, which is really heartening to see. I suppose for consumers, they are getting that bit cheaper than new, but at the same time, a 15 or 16 is, a relatively new device. So the fact that they are still coming to refurbished and trying to get that and then have it for the next number of years is really nice for us. We do see people then on the flip side coming first from older models, which is nice because they're being supported more. So for the iOS, for example, for iPhones, the iPhone 11, it was released in 2019, that's still covered by current iOS, and it's planned for to be covered at least for this year and into next year, with regards to Apple software. So I think the software cover is really helping people on both ends of the spectrum, the ones who want to get that cheaper, older device, but know that they can still use it. And the ones who are like, hey, I just want to get something that's new, good quality, but save a bit of money there because the €1,200 price tag, like you mentioned, is just extortionate.
And in terms of customer service and customer support, so you mentioned there that you guys, there's a warranty when a customer buys something from you. But if something isn't working right, or say if there's a key loose on a keyboard or whatever it might be, is the customer service and support there? Because I do think that's something that people are still apprehensive about, regardless of whether it's a brand new product, a refurbished product, a secondhand product, or whatever.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair. And I myself, as a consumer, would also be the same and have the same questions. When it comes to refurbed, one thing that we have, which is quite unique and I think a nice benefit to have versus new, is that you do have a 30-day free trial. So you can get your device. And once you have it, if you want to return it for any reason, whether it's performance related or you just don't like the device, you can return that within the 30-day window with no questions. And then outside of that, we have your minimum 12-month warranty. So everything that you mentioned there, if there was any functionality issues with the product, or not that there should be, but if there were, you are covered, you have your 12-month warranty. And we do have an extended warranty option as well. And we see the extended warranty option is used more so for people when they're looking for these more premium devices. So if someone was coming for, let's say, a 15, as you mentioned, or a 14, they might say, hey, look, I know I want this for the next 5 years, I want this for a longer period. I would rather have a longer warranty just to be covered. So we have that option on our website as well to make sure people have every security that they feel they'll need for their product.
And we spoke there about the broadening of the offering, and I'm still on the website here now, and I see there's golf clubs and golf bags and loads of different things. What's the longer term plan here? So you said that you want to be, a key part of the circular economy. Would there ever be such a thing as a refurb pop-up shop so people can come in and see the products? Is that not practical? Is it just expanding the list of products that you have the entire time?
Yeah, that's really interesting. A pop-up shop would definitely be a very cool thing to do. When it comes to having something like that and refurbs operations, if we ever were fortunate enough to do it, it would more so just be to kind of look at products in real life. We wouldn't sell in person. And the reason for that is because we right now, I think we have 30,000 products or more, different types of products on the website. So really, if you came into a store, you just wouldn't get the offering that you're getting online. So in future, yes, we might have something like that to showcase the quality standard in person. But that aside, it really is expanding. And I think you can see from our website, and if any listeners are interested in checking out our website, Refurbed, you can see all of the different categories kind of are linked to tech and electronics right now. But now we're finally at a point where we're expanding out of that as well. So when it comes to the sports, like you mentioned, we have golf balls, we have skis, we have snowboards. So it's really starting to bring those other areas in and not just be electronic focused. And that's where our kind of plans are right now, are to try and continue and see how much more sustainable and refurbished categories and products are available that we can bring to Irish consumers.
Another area that I know people are curious about, because we often get the text into the Pat Kenny show, is what do I do with my old phone, tablet, whatever it may be? Do you guys take products in from consumers, or are you not at that stage, and is that not an area that you'd be into?
So it's an area we're very into. We actually launched last year our trade-in offer, which essentially selling your phone to refurb. So we do have that now. It's in the Irish market. It's in a number of markets across Europe. But basically, like you would with, you know, selling your phone to a local shop, you can actually sell your phone to refurb now. So we have a full section on our website. You can evaluate your phone before you send it in, and then you send it to us, and you can get cash for your phone, so directly into your bank account. So that's something that we love as an offer, because for us, particularly for people who want to, you know, kind of renew their phones more frequently, or people who have old phones lying around, they can now sell them and make the cash. We can then refurbish the product and put it back at the market, or if the product itself isn't refurbishable, maybe there's parts of it that might be useful for something, or at least to be disposed of in a more ethical and environmentally friendly manner. So that's something we launched last year. It's going really well. We hope in the future to bring this to other categories, like you mentioned, iPads and other areas. That's not something that we're doing currently, but it's definitely a possibility. And right now it's the phones, but I think it's great to do that, because it really closes the full loop. Someone can buy something sustainable, and even if they buy a refurbished phone from us, they could actually sell that phone back to us when they want to get an upgrade or do whatever kind of suits them next.
Mm. Actually, my final question, that you mentioned there, if something isn't refurbishable, you know, you guys can ensure that it is either taken apart for parts, or it's disposed of in an environmentally friendly way. Is the notion of something being unsalvageable kind of disappearing now with the quality of the build of the smartphones, the materials used, that, you know, the right to repair that's come in? Are we going to see fewer products ending up in landfill because of these changes that have been made?
I really hope so. I think it's something, you know, you can't guarantee. But as you mentioned, we have the right to repair. We do have the more robust models and hardware that's being released in the more recent years. And we are seeing positive steps towards that. I do think that if it isn't the case and something unfortunately isn't refurbishable, or something, you know, doesn't really hit that standard, at least we do have some great companies like We Ireland, where now you can, you know, dispose of your electronics for free with them, and they will make sure it's done in an ethical manner. I know they had a statistic last year where they actually saw a 100% increase when it came to small electronics being recycled, particularly those with lithium batteries, which is such a win for the environment, because these types of areas, such as lithium batteries or different metals, different aspects of phones that are being just disposed of in a non-environmentally conscious way, is really bad for our planet. It's non-renewable, it leaks in a lot of toxins. So hopefully we get to the point that you mentioned where everything is either refurbishable or it doesn't even need to be refurbished, it can just live on. But until we get to that point, I think it's important that kind of companies like We Ireland are supported, and that we also keep an eye out with the government to make sure that they try and facilitate where they can when it comes to the responsible disposal of electronics.
Padraig Cryer of refurb.ie, thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
Thanks very much, Jess. Absolute pleasure.